Good morning, church. This is a great day, a day we've been looking forward to for several months now, and a day that I'm really excited about. We've got some special visitors here, some guests that have come from as far away as Portland that I know of, and even farther, Gresham, Troutdale, places like that, to be here for this momentous occasion. We also are enjoying the fact that our children are with us today. There's no junior worship today because we want you to see these shepherds. They're not just your parents' shepherds, but they're your shepherds that are being ordained today. We've got a special handout for the kids, and you should have received one. If you haven't, raise your hand, and Garen is going to pass them out. Garen, stand up there in case anybody needs one of these handouts. If anybody need a handout, there's a hand in the back over there. But on these handouts, there are a few shepherd's crooks, and every time the word shepherd is said, I'd like for you to circle one of those shepherd's crooks. There's also some sheep and a shepherd there to color in. On the back, there's a maze, but also there's a place to draw a picture of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. These are all things that have to do with what it means to be a shepherd. But I want you to pay special attention to this point, okay? Work on that sheet during the service, and then afterwards, take that and show it to one of the elders of the church, okay? And you're going to have to pay attention. They're all going to be right up here in a big line in a little bit. Look for one of those, show him your sheet, and he's got something for you, okay? So pay attention today and look at these men. God has placed them over all of us in this church. Right now, oh, and by the way, next week we'll be returning to the junior worship as normally scheduled. Right now, I just want to speak for just a few minutes about spiritual leadership. And in some ways, this is kind of a recap of the sermon series that I did back in January that had to do with spiritual leadership. And I won't go point by point through everything we did then, because I only have a few minutes today, but I just want to remind us of what spiritual leadership is and what it is to be about. Spiritual leadership is something different than what we see leadership like in the world. And one of the concepts that I was using back in January was the concept that I ran into among this guy by the name of Henry Blackaby. In his book, Spiritual Leadership, defines spiritual leadership in a particular way. He says that spiritual leadership is moving people on to God's agenda. Moving people on to God's agenda. And sometimes when we hear the word agenda, it's kind of a negative connotation. But with God, we want to be on His agenda. We want to be doing what He wants us to do. And the definition of a spiritual leader is one who is in tune with what God is wanting to do, and he can help people get on board with that. God is wanting to do something in your individual life. Do you know what it is? God is wanting to do something in the world. Do we understand what that is? And He's wanting to do something powerful in this congregation. Do we know what that is? Spiritual leaders are helping us get on board with that. As well, a spiritual leader is someone... Well, there are three things that I pointed out back in January about spiritual leaders, Christian leaders, and the nature of a Christian leader. The first thing was that a Christian leader must have a heart for God. Must have a heart for God. If you're going to lead God's people, you've got to have a heart for Him. We see this in the Old Testament, the descriptions of leadership, that when they're looking for a king of Israel, there's this thing that's said about David, that God is looking for someone who has a heart after Him. Samuel says to Saul in chapter 13 of 1 Samuel, "But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after His own heart and appointed him leader of His people, because you have not kept the Lord's command." That was kind of bad news for Saul because he was being swept aside. But Samuel was saying, this is what God is looking for, someone who has a heart after Him. And then later on, when Samuel is actually identifying David, God tells Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The most important thing about a spiritual leader, about our Christian leaders here, is that they have a heart for God.
That they want to draw near to Him, that they want to grow in their relationship with Him, that they love Him more than anything else. That's what they're growing into. We also talked about the fact that a Christian leader is one who must have a heart for people. If there's anything that's clear from the Bible, it's the fact that God loves people. This passage from John 3:16 makes that totally clear. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is a fundamental thing about God. And if you're going to lead in God's name, then you've got to also love people. John later says, we love because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And He has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Spiritual leaders need to have a heart for people. And these men that you're going to see presented here this morning have a heart for people. They've shown that. They've been in your lives. They love you. They really do. There's a book that came out a few years ago called They Smell Like Sheep. And it was all about elders and about shepherds. And the point of the book was they smell like sheep because they're out in your life. If you're working with sheep, when you come in, you're going to kind of smell like them. That's why in these farmhouses they have a mud room where you take off your kind of smelly clothes because you smell like the animals that you're working with. And if you're truly a shepherd, you're going to be out in people's lives. And one of the exciting things, as Don mentioned a few minutes ago, about this new eldership, the size alone will enable them to be more proactive in getting to know you. They're going to smell like you. Hopefully you're wearing deodorant, right? Okay. No, they're going to smell like you, not because they accidentally get to know you, but we're actually putting together a plan to make it more proactive in getting into your homes. Proactive in getting into your lives and finding out what's going on and what your needs are and what your concerns are. And you'll be seeing more about that in the next few months. The shepherding group concept that will be adopted to help them be the shepherds that God wants them to be and demonstrate that love that they have for you. And lastly, Christian leaders have a heart of service. The men ordained today are truly the leaders of this body of believers, but it's a different kind of leader, as Don said. They're the leaders that have a towel in their hand. We see that Jesus, when He was teaching His disciples, said to them, you know, your leaders are going to be different than the leaders of the Gentiles. In Mark chapter 10, Jesus called them together and said, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. And then in John chapter 13, Jesus doesn't just teach them with words, but He gets down and He washes their grimy feet. Their grimy feet with dust and dirt and toe jam or whatever else is there. They cleaned them up. And that's the image of the Christian leader. These guys are going to be leading, but they're going to be doing it in a different way than the world. They're not going to be slapping you on the head and ordering you around, but guiding you gently as that gentle shepherd that we sang about. In the Middle Ages, there was a phrase that was used to describe the leader of the Christian church. They called him the servant of the servants of God. Now, oftentimes, that never actually happened, but it was a good idea. Servant of the servants of God. They are going to be helping us be good servants of God. And lastly, just a reference to the three aspects of the elder's job. Elders are ones who shepherd the flock of God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 through 4, that is what Peter says to those elders. He says, shepherd the flock of God that is under your care. These shepherds are going to exercise protection, as that one picture at the top indicates. There are lions prowling around. People may be trying to draw you away from Christ. The devil wants to draw you away. They're going to be trying to protect you. They're also going to be, as that bottom picture indicates, leading you forward and taking you down a particular road and asking you to follow. They're also going to be holding you in their arms and bottle feeding you when necessary. They're going to be shepherding the flock of God. They're also going to be exercising their wisdom that they've gained. That's one of the reasons they're called elders, because they're old. They're older ones, right? And hopefully they've learned something. They have learned some stuff. Have you lost your job? They've lost a job. They know how to be faithful through that. Are you going through difficulties with your children? They've gone through difficulties. They're going to exercise that wisdom to help you out. May we encourage them to the spiritual leaders, to be the spiritual leaders that God wants them to be, as they shepherd us, as they oversee this flock. May we be good to them. May we help them accomplish what God has called them to do.